Verse 20. Ephesians 3 and verse 20. I'm going to read this in a different way. We'll keep it up on the screen. But I'm going to read it a little bit differently. Now unto him that is able to do all that we ask. Now unto him that is able to do all that we think. One thing to ask, another thing to be just thinking about it, and he can do that. Now unto him that is able to do what we ask or think. Now unto him that is able to do all that we ask or think. Now unto him that is able to do above all that we ask or think. Now unto him that is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or think. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Does he want to work in us? Amen. Amen. He's got power that can work in you. And he's able to do all that we ask or think, above, abundantly, exceedingly. Unto him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Everybody said? Amen. You may be seated. It's very common for us in our thinking to delegate that move and miracles and resurrections and so on to the time of the apostles. And wow, the Apostle Paul. And Peter and all the others in that we find in Scripture had a tremendous move of the Holy Ghost. I wish we were back there. But this Scripture says it's throughout all ages. Glory in the church. That means right now. Praise God. That's why God filled those kids with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Because he wants to do it now. Amen. And he wants abundance. Abundance. Praise God. Unfortunately, the fish that we normally enjoy are not available in abundance. Now, that's relatively speaking, of course. People who don't have any sockeye salmon or red salmon would think 14,000 came in one day, they would be overwhelmed. But for us, 140,000 in one day is what used to be. Didn't 240,000 come in one day a few years back? Seemed like we had astronomical numbers that came in. And here we're not even at 500,000 yet. And normally we're approaching 2 million at this time. The abundance is changing. It's changing. The abundance that we have in mosquitoes, unfortunately, is still about the same. Those yellow jackets, Brother Mike declared war on those yellow jackets. He had traps hanging all over the place in our yard. They didn't show up in abundance like they did last year. I guess they already knew they were in for it. They're not gonna be there. But we know God is a God of abundance. From the Old Testament into the New Testament, the record shows God can give abundance. Praise God. Imagine that manna every morning for millions, for many years, 40 years. Praise God. If it could be stacked up, you know, we see snow, and even snow is not in abundance like it used to be. Yeah. My word. I remember we moved here from Ketchikan. Ketchikan is fairly mild climate. Zero down there is cold. Very cold. Zero up here is actually kind of nice. But I can remember getting in my car. I had vinyl seats. And when we first moved here, 30 below, and getting ready to go teach school, and sat down on that vinyl seat with no give to it at all, and the battery just barely being strong enough to start my little Chevy. And I remember thinking, what have I gotten myself into? Well, God is a God of abundance. Praise God. And thank the Lord for what he is able to do. 2 Kings chapter 4 gives the story of enough bread and enough corn to feed 100 men. And the servants of Elisha being astonished. What? 20 loaves of barley bread and some ears of corn? And you want me to give that to 20 men? Or 100 men, rather? And Elisha said, well, give it to them. And there's going to be leftovers. The King James says that they shall leave thereof, and which means leftovers. And that seems so small compared to the thousands that were fed in the New Testament, and the Lord providing for 5,000 in Matthew 14 and for 4,000 in Matthew 15. Praise God. Not because his resources were diminishing and so the numbers had to diminish. Oh, no. Oh, no. Thank God. The Lord is able to do the work with just those loaves and fishes. Praise God. And the baskets full that they had left over. Praise the Lord. And not only in the abundance of food, but in the abundance of teaching. The Lord used those opportunities. It wasn't a gospel that simply met the physical needs of people. Spiritual needs took priority. And he was teaching them some very strong and very straight truths that they needed to understand. I am the bread of life. And they couldn't quite understand. They couldn't quite make the transition. And some of them began to depart. Their bellies were full. They had seen an amazing miracle. They perhaps wondered, how did that take place? We saw it with our own eyes. How did that happen? But then because of his teaching, they began to depart. And the Lord turned to his disciples with a very penetrating question, wilt thou also go away? And Peter and his quick response. Sometimes Peter was brash. Sometimes he was outspoken. Sometimes he just appointed himself as the spokesman for the disciples. But this time he said it so well. Lord, to whom shall we go? We believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. It's good to believe and it's good to be sure. Amen. Sure of what you believe. Amen. Thou hast the words of eternal life. Praise God. No wonder the Lord commended him for the revelation that he received. And because this revelation, of course, came from the Lord. Look at the abundance and compare what the Lord spoke of as far as the devil is concerned in his work and the Lord coming to give abundant life. The thief versus the good shepherd. The thief will steal, and the Lord will provide abundance. The shepherd, the good shepherd, providing abundance. The thief will kill, and the good shepherd will give his life for the sheep. The thief will destroy, but the Lord will impart life. Praise God. And thank the Lord for that that power and the emphasis in his teaching. A well of living water. Amen. Everlasting life. Now, Isaiah 12, verse 3, talked about with joy drawing water out of the wells of salvation. So the Lord was simply building on a scriptural principle that was already in place, but letting us know there's going to be life that is provided there. Rivers of living water in John 7. Praise God. And then him declaring, because I live, you shall live also. Amen. An emphasis on life. Praise God. Powerful life. Real life. Amen. And abundance. You know, the old concordances, you know, we used to say in Bible school, strong for the strong, and crudence for the crude, and can't remember what the others were that we spout off like real smart alecks. But now you've got it on devices. Man, you can put in all kinds of stuff and just find something so quick. It's fun to look at the word abundance, to look at abundantly, you know, the associated words there, and abound, because they're abundant. Praise God. There's a lot of them, and it's exciting to be able to consider how that the Lord would provide that abundance. Psalm 36 and 8, they are abundantly satisfied with the fullness, is how New King James renders it. King James says fatness, the fullness of your house, praise God, and the rivers of your pleasures, praise God, rivers of pleasure. In his presence, Psalm 16 and 11, in his presence there's fullness of joy, thank God. At his right hand are pleasures forevermore. What a blessing to be able to step into those pleasures that the Lord has in abundance like rivers. Praise God. And how that the Lord does not, it doesn't dry up. It doesn't become less. And thank God for the power of the Lord. We pass up the pleasures of sin because they're just for a season. The Bible tells us that. Moses recognized that. He acted on it. It wasn't just an observation that he made as he's comparing benefits from remaining in Egypt and being a part of Pharaoh's palace and identifying with the people of God. And he's waffling back and forth here trying to decide, oh, no, he understood that's just going to last for a little while. That's just going to be there for a short time. I'm going to choose what's eternal. I'm going to go with what is powerful. Amen. And he saw him who is invisible. Glory to God. Because he wanted to. Show me thy glory. Show me your glory. Praise God. And that was his prayer. That was his desire in Exodus. And then in the Gospels, we see him seeing the glory of God on the mount we call Transfiguration. Not only standing in the promised land, but seeing the glory of God. Hallelujah. God in Christ. Reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. And oh, what a beautiful, beautiful promise to the one who would say, Shema Israel, Adonai Elohim, Adonai Echad. And understanding the Lord is one, the Lord is God. He penned that. He wrote that. And now he's standing on the mountain with him whose glory is shining forth. Hallelujah. Amen. The abundance. The abundance that's there. Praise God. And that's what we're able to tie into as well. Thank the Lord. Now, Peter in his second letter is saying, add to your faith. And that those qualities, those attributes, the fruits, if you will, are abundant. Praise God. The virtue that can be added, the knowledge that can be added, the temperance, the patience, the godliness, the brotherly kindness and charity or love. Those are the abundance that the Lord would have us to overflow in what he desires to put into our lives. And then Peter goes on to say, and if these things be in you and abound. Oh, they're abundant? There's more than just a measure? There's more than just a cupful. Oh, yeah. Thank God. Abound. They make you that ye shall neither be barren 2 Peter 1 and 8. Sorry, I forgot the reference. 2 Peter 1 and 8. Neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. There's that abound, abound. Amen. And then a warning in verse 9. He that lacketh these things is blind, cannot see afar off, hath forgotten. He was purged from his old sins. I don't want to forget. You know, the devil kind of backfires on his reminding us of our past, reminding us of our sins, and trying to drag us down, and trying to discourage us, and say, look what you did, look how you, all of the failure type things. Actually, he's just reminding me that I've been purged from my old sins. Praise God. Amen. And I need to remind myself of that, because sometimes I find myself falling into that trap of thinking, I did so many stupid things. I just, can God's love forgive me? He's already forgiven. Praise God. He's not going to remember those sins against you anymore. Praise God. And the power and the blessing of the Lord ministers to us. Peter goes on to mention an abundance again in verse 11. 2 Peter 1:11, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And that abundance continues in what the Lord would have us to receive and know and understand. Praise God. Let me just share a few more. This is, again, just using your concordance and finding these verses. Now, they just excite me. Romans 15 and 13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing. Praise God. That you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank God the Holy Ghost the evidence is speaking in tongues. The Holy Ghost will make you feel happy, make you feel joyful, and you can't hardly stand still, and your hands get to clapping, your toes get to tapping, and you're giving praise and worship to the Lord. Praise God. But it's so much more than just the chills going up and down your spine. Praise God. You can abound in hope. You can have all joy and peace in believing, and the power of the Holy Ghost can operate in your life in abundance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. You've heard me read these scriptures before. These are just my favorites. Praise God. 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. God is able. That's the ability we need to identify with. My ability can't get a whole lot done. But his ability, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound, there it is again, to every good work. Praise God. Amen. We get the idea that the Lord wants us to believe he can provide abundantly. Amen. Remember the problem in Nazareth when the Lord was doing works? Remember how they limited him? They couldn't believe what he could do. Hey, this is Joseph's son. His brothers and sisters are here. That they limited his abilities. Oh, God, help us not to limit him. Amen. And believe that there can be a 40-soul revival. Amen. Addition. Amen. I'm gonna teach on that. We say 40 soul revival. It's one at a time. It's one at a time. Amen. Praise God. And we got two last Sunday. Hallelujah. Amen. We're seeing God do the work. Amen. And if they all came in at one time, 40 soul revival, my word, how in the world are we gonna take care of them? But God, amen, with his abundance, can keep adding, hallelujah, all sufficiency in all things, praise God, and that grace can abound because of his power and his blessing, thank the Lord. Philippians 4:19, the verse that Brother Levi read on Tuesday night, my God, what a transition needs to be made there. Not just your God or our God, but my God. Hallelujah. Make that personal identification. Amen. Make that claim personally. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory. Praise God. There is abundance. And thank God that abundance applies, of course, for the people of God and for those who are involved in his kingdom and those who believe in his ability and so on. But I'm thankful the message can go out to those who are maybe not even paying attention, maybe those who don't even want to hear. Isaiah 55:7, the Bible talks about the wicked and the unrighteous and those that need to return to the Lord. And that status, you would think they would have no interest. And for that matter, God wouldn't do a work in their lives. But let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. And look what's going to happen. He will have mercy upon him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Thank God there's an abundance that's there that the Lord would extend to those who need to repent, those who need to turn from their ways of wickedness, those who need to turn to the Lord. Praise God. The rewards of repentance are amazing. And thank God for that power and that blessing that the Lord would provide. Thank God the abundance of his pardon. His compassions fail not, the Bible says. They are new every morning. Glory to God. I'm thankful for that power and that blessing of the Lord. Paul in 2 Corinthians 9 was talking about giving, commending the church for their giving, the church of Macedonia and different ones, and their willingness to send to Jerusalem. You sow sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. You sow abundantly, you're going to reap abundantly. Praise God, or bountifully. And thank God for that power of the Lord. Now, when does the Lord give the challenge to say, there won't be room enough to receive it? What's the context there? Tithe and offerings. Tithe and offerings. Oh, Pastor, we were just having a good time here talking about abundance. Why'd you have to bring up that? Because the Lord said, prove me, and I'll open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you won't even have room. Is that abundance? Praise God. Amen. I can sure make room. Glory to God. You want to pour out a blessing, Lord, I'll make room. Amen. But he's saying you won't even have room to receive it. Thank God. Oh, that power that the Lord wants to reveal. Oh, that abundance that he wants to pour out. Praise God. The blessing that is there and the power that is there. Elijah on the mountain, just one. And the abundance there doesn't seem to be displayed. Nor was there abundance in his prayer. Have you ever counted the words? His prayer, now, Lord, answer by fire. These people, we know you're God. 63 words. 63. Now, he was able to be brief. He was able to be short because he had been a man of prayer for 3.5 years. Yeah. He prayed, let there be no rain, and it didn't rain. Yeah. Now he's going to pray, let there be rain after the fire fell. And talk about an abundance of fire. Yeah. Praise God. And then intense fire that he evaporated the water and the blood. Oh, the water and the blood. Praise God. What a combination right there, huh? Burned up the wood, burned up the sacrifice, burned up the stones, burned up the dust. A nuclear fire, I guess. Amazing. But now Elijah is praying for rain, and he mentions abundance, the sound of abundance. I wonder what that sound was. Thunder? I don't know. He identified it as a sound of abundance. Praise God. And his servant went to look seven times. Go and look. Go and look. Go and look. Praise God. The servant was looking for evidence. The servant was looking for a cloud. Elijah was looking to the Lord. Elijah was keeping his eyes upon the abundance that God can provide. Praise God. Elijah was believing that the God who answered his prayer 3.5 years before when no rain and famine and so on, now he's believing God to answer his prayer and rain came. Praise God. He prayed and he prayed again. Thank the Lord. And James makes reference to his effectual fervent prayer because he's a righteous man. Praise God. And he's believing that God can send in abundance, and sure enough, amen. Clouds, heaven's black with clouds, and the Lord doing a tremendous work there. Amen. It's confusing a bit with such evidence, such tremendous evidence. The Lord answering by fire, and what a tremendous fire. The Lord providing rain and abundance of rain. Why wasn't there a change? Why wasn't there mass repentance and conversion? Oh, the people fell on their faces. The Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. And the false prophets, the false priests were annihilated. They were removed from the picture. But those signs, those wonders, as incredible as they were, didn't produce the results that needed to come to the country. The Word of God is what we've got to base our faith on. Signs and wonders, praise God, they're awesome. Miracles are incredible. We've seen miracles right here. But if I stray from this word, no matter how the wonders are, no matter how fantastic the signs are, if I stray from this word, that is very dangerous ground. I want to stay with the word, praise God, because signs follow them that believe. In my name, he would declare. Praise God. And thank the Lord, they come together. They work together. I'm not talking about either or, but I am saying we've got to be based on this word and not depart from it at all. And to hold on to this powerful word and believe it, praise God, and know that that's what God is going to confirm with signs following. Praise God. So, revival in abundance. Cornelius and his household. The Philippian jailer and his household. Praise God. Philip and the city of Samaria. Amen. Acts 13 and 49, the word of the Lord was published throughout all the region. So, the family, the city, the region, the whole world, the whole world. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He died for the world. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Praise God. That's why the Lord hasn't come yet. He wants more to come to repentance. Repentance sometimes is an overlooked step, if we can refer to it as a step. It's feel good, and thank God the Lord makes us feel good, and we feel His power, we feel His blessing. Praise God. But there's a repentance that's got to be enacted, amen, before we step into the power of the Lord and remain in that power. Praise God. And oh, thank the Lord, the message of repentance is still, it's still modern. Yes. It's still relative. Amen. Amen. As long as there's sin, there has to be repentance. There's plenty of sin in our world today. But oh, thank God, the Lord is able to bring that revival. He's able to minister in hearts and lives. Praise God. Lydia. I like to read about Lydia in Acts 16. So many times we go to the Philippian jailer in Acts 16 and the earthquake and the praises of Paul and Silas. And indeed, that's amazing. That's incredible. And them getting baptized in the name of the Lord in the early morning hours. They couldn't wait for another time, something more convenient. No, right then and there, they needed to be baptized. But Lydia had her heart opened by the Lord. That's my prayer. God, lead us to those whose hearts you have opened. Lord, lead us to those who are hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, lead us to one who would open their heart, open their home to a Bible study. Praise God. And we could see the abundance of revival that you're able to bring forth. Amen. Because God desires to do that. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible tells us here in Revelation that Jesus has the keys. And in fact, he witnessed that to John. He told John that, I have the keys. Praise God. And he specified death and hell. But if he has keys, there's an abundance. And I believe that it's enough for every situation. For your situations, for your needs, for your emergencies, for your desires, your prayers, that God would use those keys, praise God, and unlock the door. Unlock the situation. Unlock the need and provide for you in abundance. Praise God. Because that's what he wants to reveal. That's what he wants to show. Enough for every situation, for every circumstance. Praise God. For every prayer, for every desire, for every need. Abundance. Thank God. Now, we're seeing things in our day. Of course, sin is rampant. Evil men are waxing worse and worse, becoming worse and worse. The repetition of Noah's time, imagination of man being only evil continually. We're seeing that enacted in the media, on the internet, and so on. Those aspects are continuing there. But we're also seeing the men's hearts failing them for fear. Now, that, I think, can mean the actual heart condition, the fear that can create a situation of stroke or heart attack and that sort of thing. But I think it also means the impact of fear that would bring depression or whatever would precipitate that condition. We're seeing mental things from drugs. You know, we claim, and rightfully so, the Holy Ghost changes people. The Holy Ghost makes things better. The Holy Ghost just makes the grass greener and the sun brighter and the sky bluer. It just improves everything. Praise God. And it does. But we're seeing drugs change people, changing their personality. I'm talking about illegal drugs. I'm talking about the drugs that make old and young alike homeless. And I can remember driving with my son in Spokane and going under the overpass and getting onto the freeway, and here's a homeless camp over here, and young and old together sharing that. I can remember in Where did we go in Montana? Missoula. I can remember in Missoula driving to the restaurant, and here were some people holding up signs, and a young woman holding up her sign that she has a little one at home, and you know, she needs help. We ate at the restaurant. We returned down that same route back to our hotel, and here's that same mother. High on whatever drug she was taking and standing there weaving back and forth. No wind blowing on her, nothing, just high, holding her sign that she's got a little one at home that she needs help to take care of. Can the Holy Ghost change those people? Can the truth of the Word of God make a difference in their lives? Amen. That's what we've got to believe in abundance. That's what we've got to grab a hold of and abound. Praise God. Now, I can't do it. I didn't fill those kids with the Holy Ghost. If it was in my power, praise God, every one of them be slain in the Spirit. Amen. But it's God who pours out His Spirit. I can't do it. It's God who does the work through His Word. Amen. And I don't want to limit Him. I don't want to qualify it and say, oh, that was for this time or that's for that place. And we hear reports from the mission field that are incredible and amazing of how God can do that work. And the thousands being filled with the Holy Ghost. And we're thankful for what God's doing. But God can do it here. Amen, 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 amen. Stand with me. Now, I think the Lord would like to issue a challenge even beyond the tithe and offering aspect of I'll pour out a blessing and you won't even have room to contain it. I think He'd like to issue a challenge to say, you do the outreach, you do the teaching, you do the witnessing, you share your testimony, you reach out. And I'll show you my power. I'll show you the outpouring of my Spirit. I'll pour that on all flesh. Praise God. Praise God. And people will be born again. Now, Nicodemus needed to hear that. A righteous man, a religious man, a ruler of the Jews, a man very familiar with Old Testament passages in Scripture. He needed that. The second time, into his mother's womb, no, he needed to understand. Praise God. And that born again change, that born again difference can come to everybody. Praise God. Doesn't matter what their background has been as far as illegal drugs. Doesn't matter what their background is as far as mental situations and difficulties. Doesn't matter what their background has been as far as out and out sin. The Lord's power in the water and in the Spirit can make that change. And the abundance, hallelujah, the abundance for the individual and for the number, the abundance is what the Lord desires to show. Praise God. Can you come to the front and pray with me here for just a few minutes before we go? Thank you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. All that we think, all that we ask. Above all that we ask or think. Abundantly above all that we ask or think. Oh, my Jesus. Oh, my Jesus.